Hello and welcome. It's wonderful to have you join us as we begin to unpack these 15 points that Peter addresses when it comes to our personal walk with God and what it is that will hold us firm in this time. I'm going to start with three today, and they come from verse 13, which says, so, now remember he's building on everything that I touched on Sunday, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. And there's three things there that he touches on. So prepare your minds for action, exercise self-control, and put all your hope in the gracious salvation, speaking of the time when Jesus returns. But he starts off, if you look at the original language, actually says, gird up the loins of your minds, which is such a weird statement for us. But in the ancient Near East, both men and women used to wear robes. And to gird up the loins would be to reach down, you grab that back hem, and you'd pull it up, and you'd tuck it into your belt. What's interesting is, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, when we're talking about spiritual warfare and our weaponry, it says that we are to stand firm. Remember, we were talking about what we can stand firm on Sunday. Stand firm and gird your waist with the belt of truth. And that's very much the same picture. So the first thing we see is actually this is an act of spiritual warfare. This very first step that we take to gird up the loins of our minds. And what they would do, they would gird up their loins whenever they began a journey, whenever they started to work, when they were running a race, or when they were going into battle. Because having things sort of flap around would get you into trouble. I do a lot of work where at the mines something happens and they need to explain what went down for the powers that be, and they create a visual and then I record the voice to explain what's going down. And a lot of the time what we find in the mines is the clothing gets caught in machinery, loose clothing. It's dangerous and they get ripped into a chainsaw or a conveyor belt or something like that. And essentially this is what Peter starts off by saying. He says, those things that are loose, those frivolous things, things that aren't weighty at this time, he says, now in your mind, we need to begin to put those things aside. Begin to weigh up and measure those things that you are facing and dealing with. Tighten what's loose. Tighten down the hatches as you prepare yourself to go through the storm. So that's the first thing that he says. And then he goes on to say, exercise self-control. And this is the same, it's sort of the different side two of the same coin, where there's so much noise going on. You know, you open up your cell phone's news feed and there's another thing to be worried about and another concern. And then there's an announcement from the banks, and then some MEC stands up and says something. And each one of these is something of that earthiness getting into this ice that God is calling us to cross. And then he goes on to say, put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. And I love this because the word there is apocalypsis. When Jesus is revealed is apocalypsis. Not only because Jesus is at his best when it feels like we're in the midst of an apocalypse, but essentially what he's saying with all three of these is that when it comes to religion, it's all about seizing control. But when it comes to the gospel, it's about surrendering. So when it comes to our thoughts, when it comes to all these frills of daily living, all the noise we hear in our mind, where we ought to put our trust is in this sure, unshakable ways of God and our relationship with Him. And it takes a surrendering. And so I'm not only going to be going through this myself this morning, but I said to my wife, I'd love for us to even go through this with our kids and find out, like, what are those things that are rolling around in their minds, these concerns, these issues, these things about going back to school, missing friends, or whatever the case might be. And for us as well as adults, what does it mean to look at our finances, our budget, our business, our relationship, these things that seem to have become untethered, to surrender them and place them into God's hands, to pray over those things, whatever comes to the surface at this time, and to listen to the voice of God. What is God dealing with in your life? What is that loose clothing that can be caught in machinery? What is it that needs to be girded up as you begin this new journey in the midst of lockdown? And let's trust that God speaks. And as He speaks, we're able to respond and see His hand, His miracles, His faithfulness as He deals in this area of our lives today.